possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
James Cook's likes his new paycheck for the Buffalo Bills.
$30 million guaranteed.
4 years, $48 million. And as Vinny said, $30 guaranteed. Practice yesterday. And I'm guessing that he showed up to practice because he knew that the deal was about to get consummated here.
Thank you.
You know,
no
what I mean?
Doubt about it. That's why the Sean McDermott said, I think it was Sean said, expect him out of practice tomorrow. The deal was agreed to probably, and they probably just had to cross a couple of T's and dot some I's.
Yeah, because he goes out there and an anvil falls from out of the sky right. And knocks him unconscious that he's losing all this money. And Josh Allen, after practice, was saying all the great things about, hey, you know, I love him here and I understand it's a business decision, but there's risk involved. I mean, we're looking at right now Michael Parsons in Dallas.
Hendrickson
in Cincinnati. I mean, they're not taking unnecessary risk by showing up, but James Cook gets paid. Is he a tier one running back? Like in the Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley level? But he's a shade below. I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs and Bijan Robinson and all these guys, but he's a guy you can win with, as Buffalo proved with, last year, a double-digit touchdown guy.
Well, let me just say that Buffalo is a lot better with him than without him. And like you said, Bob, he's shown that he can win. You know, he was a lot better than I thought. You know, just watching him throughout the year and stuff. I mean, he got better as it went along.
Now, Buffalo, they're like the Ravens. They've got this pressure on them. And they're, again, prohibitive favorites to win the AFC North, or AFC East, rather, where the Ravens are in a more competitive division. I mean, Pittsburgh made the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
And they kind of do a lot. 9-8, 10-7. They don't last long. It's been coming up on 10 years since they won a playoff game. Who knows what Cleveland's going to be? But you have the Bills. I mean, the goal is the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 60. How do you get to, barring injuries, is there anything there in that division that could derail them? Because Miami, I think it's health on Tua. The Jets. I've always thought Justin Fields could play, but, you know, he's on his third team in a brief period of time. And New England, maybe a team on the ascend, but not yet. It looks like Buffalo's got somewhat of a cakewalk in their division right now.
I would tend to agree with you, Bob. I mean, like, if you're Buffalo, my only concern, you know, would be when I go to Miami, especially if I'm playing Miami early in the year, because they're usually good at early in the year. Otherwise, if I have to go to New England, you know, could be a tough, they're going to be well coached, you know, and if I go in there and think that I'm just going to roll the ball out there and we're going to win, they could beat us. But they're going to be, I think, Bob, they're favored in every game other than one.
Early line, they were favored in every single game. And the early spread, and Nolan and I were talking about this yesterday. Nolan, get in if you feel free to do so. 1.5. It was 2.5 when the schedule first came out. But the Bills host the Ravens at the Jets, host Miami, host New Orleans, host New England. So 4 of their first 5 games are at home.
Yeah,
so
and
they're,
Bob, the
they're 4-1.
Good.
Yeah, they're 4-1 coming out of that. And look, I think the Ravens will win that game, and we'll do our predictions coming up here in about 3 weeks. But they're in a very, and then they go to Atlanta. They're in a position before their bye. Then they go to Carolina.
Damn.
I mean, they might be the only undefeated team left at football by the time they host the Kansas City Chiefs November 2nd.
Wow. They don't play anybody.
Except for the Ravens.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So, I mean, if they lose to the Ravens, all right, you know, does it hurt us, you know, for the playoff, for home field? Possibly, you know, a tiebreaker. But you look at the Ravens' schedule and you look at their schedule, you feel much much more confident that Buffalo can be 5-1 than the Ravens can be 5-1.
To that point, Ravens, their first 6-7 games at Buffalo host Cleveland. That week 2 could be a pain in the ass for old Harbsy and crew. Remember last year, Minshew and the Raiders. Then they host Detroit on Monday Night Football, week 3. 2 years ago, Detroit came here on their way to the NFC Championship game, and Ravens, they didn't even belong on the same field. As Baltimore. And then Sunday afternoon at Kansas City. Then you host Houston and you host the Rams before your bye. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 playoff teams from last year in your first 6 games.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, so if the Ravens, you know, if the Ravens come out of that and they're 3-2, they're probably okay, you know. But if they're 4-1, we're in great shape.
Now looking at Buffalo after Carolina, they host Kansas City, go to Miami, host Tampa, at Houston, at Pittsburgh,
okay,
host Cincy, at New England, at Cleveland, host Philly, host the Jets.
Okay, so it does get a
little bit
yeah
more difficult.
So they need to start fast. They can't, Bob, they can't have a Raider game like the, or a Cleveland game like the Ravens did last year early.
Noel, what do you think about this early season schedule favoring Buffalo? Because this is all going to be about home field advantage moving forward. The Ravens have faced the Bills twice in the postseason. Both games were in Buffalo. Ravens, of course, lost them both.
Everything sorts itself out in the end, as far as I'm concerned. It is no doubt that the start for the Ravens is pretty daunting. And I think you'd much rather have a difficult finish than a difficult start. I'll speak personally there, just because the current state of the NFL, starters don't play in the preseason. There's usually a little bit of a rust factor there out the gate. We saw it last year when the Ravens took on Kansas City, and that ends up being a narrow loss. You're thinking, well, maybe if that came in week 4 or 5, does the game look any different? Maybe, maybe not. But I guess it goes both ways. Maybe you're healthier to start the year than you are at the end of the year. So maybe my whole point goes back to it. Everything evens out in the end. The Bills will have difficult games along the way. They will still have to prove that they're worthy if they want to be in contention for the top seed. Nothing's going to be decided in, say, September.
The bye more midseason than later in the year? Cool. Disadvantage. Yeah. Like Kansas City's isn't until week 10.
I always liked it. Well, last year for the Ravens, remember, we were like, oh, it's late. And then Harbaugh was like, oh, we like it this late because they had some guys who got hurt, you know, and then
and
we're
they able just to, lost to Philly.
Yeah, so it was probably good then. I never liked it early because, you know, you probably, you're just getting going and then you got to buy already. But now, I mean, Bob, with so many games on Thursday, you get 10 days there, you know, so there's a lot of times that you get some days off in during the season.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Nolan McGraw. It is Woman Crush Wednesday. We'll come back. AJ Gersh, local kid, Fox 45, is Mike Elias. Does he have confidence that Mike Elias this offseason will get the Orioles back to where they expected to be this year? I've been saying for a while that what the Blue Jays are doing now is what the Orioles are going to be doing next year. I'm not as confident in that as I was, say, a month ago. And obviously the Ravens, big expectations. They're going to meet them, right?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.